This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the College Hoops Championships. It includes flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money, too. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. It's easy. This is how you win. Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour, then listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk.
It's an awesome contest.
It is a really good contest. Get your entries in.
God, I wish I could win $20,000.
I mean,
me too.
How sweet would it be to just roll off the plane to Vegas and you just got 20 large in your pocket? Now, the goal is to turn that into like 40 or 50 large or more, but I mean, at least you have, you got a bank.
If I got off a plane and someone gave me $20,000, I'd get right back on the plane and fly.
Right.
I'm not gambling.
You're not going to gamble some of it?
You got to roll those bones.
$1,000, you go take 19.
I don't need to. I'm a loser gambler.
You should have stopped at gambling. No. Loser. You just.
Here's what you should do. You should take the $20,000. Take the $20,000, okay? In your greedy little hands and put like 17 of it in an envelope, and just put that to the side. Give it to somebody and say, do not let me access this money. And then you take your $3,000 and you dabble and see what you can do with it.
I know what I'd do with
then
it.
Then you still have 17 large to fall back on.
Not as good as 20 large.
Yeah, I'm like Pickle. If I put something to the side to gamble, it'd be like $500. See, you're just more of a gambler. You'd do $3,000.
That's true.
The only gambling I like to do was poker, and now everyone's like solid.
Right.
So I have zero edge. So, you know, terrible at everything else. So what's the point for me?
I'm not saying I'd gamble at all, but I'd get into it a little bit.
You put some of that money in play. Yeah, I know you.
Would you? You'd be at the...
Of course I would.
You'd be
I'm not going to just knit it up and put 20...
You'd be at the 2-5 table.
Just put 20K.
5-10.
In my safe, in my room.
So yesterday we were talking about the halftime performance, and most of our listeners, at least in the poll, didn't seem to like Kendrick Lamar. There are some people that really like Kendrick Lamar. Whatever. But Cakes said, why don't they have like a good old rock band like Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
And sure. Yesterday I'm driving home and I just have my Spotify on random and Evenflow came up.
Yeah.
And I just realized all I really know is Evenflow.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I hum the other words.
No, because he's very hard to understand anyway. I understand.
But is that breathing?
Wait till it gets to the chorus.
Concrete.
Again.
I know that one.
Cakes, you've probably heard this song hundreds of times.
This may offend some Pearl Jam purists, but I don't care. In my opinion, Evenflow kind of overrated.
It's not one of my favorites, to be honest.
That's just my opinion.
But that's just the one that popped up.
Yeah. But
I just want you to, do you know what he says when they get to the chorus?
I don't, I'm
even
not sure.
Flow after.
Nobody understands Eddie of Eddie Vedder.
Hold on. It's coming up.
See if I can decipher it. Haven't heard this song in a while. It's kind of a jam, actually. I'm changing my tune on.
Thoughts arrive like butterflies.
Oh, you pulled it. I always thought it was something about roads.
Oh, we don't know.
Are you reading it or you're listening?
No, I just know that lyric. I don't know. Hold on. Someday, yeah.
No, I'm giving you credit because
he'll be getting his life again.
No, but or thoughts arrive like butterflies. Yeah. I don't think I ever knew that. And that is right after he says even flow.
But the bigger takeaway is if Pearl Jam were to play the halftime show, you would know the songs. Everybody would know the songs. Mm-hmm. If they went out and did Jeremy, Even Flow,
Black,
Alive,
Cakes
Better
would
Man.
Actually stay and watch that one instead of going to
100%.
Going to the fridge like, for a second beer.
The next Super Bowl is in San Francisco, correct? Santa Clara, whatever.
Yep.
That's basically the hometown of Metallica. There's already like a small groundswell of support online, at least, for people saying, look, it's been a while since there's been a rock band at halftime of the Super Bowl. How about you throw Metallica a bone? It's in their backyard.
And they've never performed, right?
They've never done the halftime show.
That would be
now, who knows if they will. I have no idea.
That could be classic.
It would seem to make sense.
Yeah. I would like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Pearl Jam. Or trot out those old codgers from AC/DC. Go, go. The big thunderstorm.
Why couldn't
would go
you?
Over
why it. Couldn't you combine a Metallica? What do you get about 13, 14 minutes for a halftime
Something
show?
Something like that, yeah.
Why couldn't you combine a Metallica with a pop star? Like do a combination.
I would have no problem with that.
Or a country star. I don't know.
That's fine. You want to do a crossover or a mashup? Halftime mashup.
Who's the biggest?
Sure.
Who's the biggest country star right now?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. So you do a Metallica for 7 minutes and then kick it to Morgan Wallen for 7 minutes.
You know, if you want to do a Morgan...
That's disrespectful to Metallica.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, their songs are close to 7 minutes.
I think Metallica, like, they've reached the level where they should be able to do it on their own.
You're probably right.
But if you want to shake it up,
but you're
going to
eliminate a lot of people.
If you want to shake it up by doing Morgan Wallen / Post Malone, because they've done a collab before... And they're both huge. Fine. Because people know the songs. People know their hits. Nobody knew the Kendrick Lamar songs.
You're probably right on Metallica. That's disrespectful if you combine them. But my daughters aren't going to want to watch Metallica for 14 minutes.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I know that.
We can't please everybody.
All the Kendrick Lamar fans, they're not going to want to watch Metallica for 14
minutes.
I just
wonder if Jay-Z's going to keep his partnership where he's kind of in charge of picking the acts.
I didn't know that he was in charge of that.
Since like 2019. Mm. So it might be over for him because they're taking a lot of grief for this one.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what the next act.
I know it was a big Apple Music thing. I thought he was a Tidal guy.
Jay-Z?
I told you, one of my buddies actually has Tidal.
He's like the only one.
He doesn't have Spotify.
I've never met somebody in the wild. It's like, oh, man, I'm listening to my Tidal.
He has Tidal. He does. I don't know. Different.
I don't know. I listened to the Even Flow, and it popped into my head the conversation we were having. I'm like, I know this song. I don't know any of the words. I give credit to Jason for knowing the thoughts like butterflies.
I know, too.
I mean, I only know, like, a few of the lyrics, but I know that one. I don't know the whole song.
I don't know any of the lyrics in Yellow Ledbetter.
Oh,
and that song's
impossible.
That song's a smash-ola.
It's a great song.
Because it's Eddie Vedder. He's a
Eddie Vedder and his band could go out and do Yellow Ledbetter on a loop for 14 minutes. And I'm going to be there the whole 14 minutes. It's that good.
Now, I think one of my favorites is Elderly Woman Behind the Counter or something
town.
Like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Daughter. I mean, it's just like so
speaking
many
of Metallica, we're giving away Metallica tickets.
We are giving those away at 7:45. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Yeah.
All right. So
and Metallica is performing at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Right after graduation.
Yeah. The tickets we're giving away are for the Northwest Stadium show, but they are playing at Lane Stadium.
They're playing at Lane Stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the week of graduation, maybe
sometime
the week
in May,
after.
Right.
I think it's the week after.
Double check the their tour itinerary.
Yeah, that place is going to be nuts.
Must be hopping.
So Drabby put in here about McDonald's, and I guess it was a big story in the business world that McDonald's reported their fourth quarter earnings, and they were down, and one of their worst years in recent years since the 2019 era.
Man, I'm fiending for a breakfast sandwich.
There is some good in here. The good news is I think their traffic was a little bit better than the third quarter, but people are just spending a little bit less. The people just have less money.
Right.
And things are costing so much. I tell you, at this point, if I had to tweak anything, I think where McDonald's could gain a little more market share, focus on their desserts.
Dessert bits?
Their desserts. They're like McFlurry.
Okay. Yeah.
People that are a fan of their shakes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Their soft serve. I feel like if they focused on their desserts a little bit, they could maybe add a little value.
Here's what they have done recently. Now, this is a very small, niche-y thing. In their Happy Meals, because...
After the Altcast,
I was starving. So I went to McDonald's and I got a Happy Meal, and I was like, why don't you throw four nuggets in off the value menu, mm-hmm. too? So I had the hamburger Happy Meal and four nuggets. In the Happy Meal, right now, they're giving away like McDonald's limited edition Pokemon cards and packs. I don't know about your kids. There's been a resurgence amongst my two youngest kids in Pokemon cards.
Why?
What?
As a collectible?
Your youngest kids are like 21 and 19.
20 and 22.
I was close.
Brendan and Juliet, they're crazy again for Pokemon cards.
Is that because there's some incredible value there?
I don't know what it is, but they've had a resurgence in popularity. So now, like in a Happy Meal, they give you like a limited edition, like there's five cards in a pack. And I mean,
you get a Charmander.
I only know
a couple of characters. But
that's something that like my kids are fiending for poker. Like I told Brendan I was going to Costco, like, hey, do you need anything for your dorm at school? He's like, check for Pokemon cards.
What?
I was like, I don't think they have them, but I'll look. And of course, they didn't have any.
But I'll say this: on the whole, McDonald's is not going anywhere.
What's the percent decline though? Because sometimes I've seen these stories, and it'll be like they were down 1% in the third quarter.
Comparable sales in the U.S. McDonald's biggest market fell 1.4% in the fourth quarter.
I mean, you never want to go down, but that's 1%. It's not some sort of massive decline.
That's the biggest decline in like 5 years.
Well, that's not bad if the biggest decline is 1.4%.
I think it's still going to be a mainstay. It's still a staple. You always know what you're going to get.
Every time I pass by McDonald's, there are people inside, and there's probably seven or eight cars.
When we were having dinner the other day, we were talking actually about the chicken wars, and we brought up Cane's. The guy was telling me, Cooper's dad actually was telling me that the guy Cane or whoever it is that started it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got out. He made like billions.
I'm sure he did.
All right. And then obviously everybody knows that Chick-fil-A is killing it.
Yeah.
And he brought up a good point. He's like, why can Kentucky Fried Chicken, why are they being left in the dark?
I don't know.
I love Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They're getting lapped by the chicken competition.
They're being lapped.
Yeah.
When people talk about chicken and chicken sandwiches, no one ever talks about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I know. It's weird. Like they were the OG, and now they've just been kind of left in the dust.
They've been left in the dust. And we went to I crave it. So when we travel up and down 95 or whatever, or we're going up to New York, I will treat myself because I don't often do it. And I'll just get Kentucky Fried Chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy. I'll get my fingers all greasy and I'll just pummel. It's so good.
I think part of the reason KFC does, like, maybe they're getting lapped and falling behind. They're always like jammed in with like a Taco Bell. Like they're like half
this one
of,
had a long John a, Silver.
Yeah, like they're like half of a restaurant. It's like you don't go to a Chick-fil-A and it's Chick-fil-A and fill in the name of the restaurant.
But that's a good thing though. Because you have more choices.
I guess.
I got the Kentucky Fried Chicken. My wife got the Long John Silver.
Now this is 15 years in the rearview mirror. The O Town used to have a hybrid KFC
Taco Bell. Yeah.
Then there was like a fire in the kitchen.
And never replaced
rebuilding,
it.
They just turned it into a bank. So we have another bank.
Yeah,
Instead of delicious Taco Bell and KFC.
But as far as McDonald's goes, They're not going anywhere.
No.
Of course not.
They're not going.
They've been around for 100 years.
Anywhere. And I love it personally to just drive by and get like an ice cream cone or something, or like a caramel sundae. I love it for their desserts.
I don't think about this every time I go to McDonald's. Every once in a while, I think about, Drab, did you see the movie with Michael Keaton? I can't remember the name of it, about Ray Kroc.
Founder,
yeah.
Mara watched that like a week ago.
I mean, he's just a slimy guy. Like
he was a bad guy.
Bad guy.
What was his deal?
He basically, the guys who originally started McDonald's, the concept, I will say, they're big stupids because they agreed on a handshake deal with Ray Kroc where he's like, oh, yeah, like, we don't need the contract. You know, I'm going to expand your concept. I'm kind of spitballing here. I don't remember exactly what happened, but he basically took their concept, blew it up, had an oral agreement with them, nothing on paper, and those guys basically got nothing. They got nubbins.
He gave them nothing?
I mean, very little.
I was telling Mar this. I've boycotted that movie for years because people just believe whatever they see in these movies as gospel. It's called artistic licensing.
Okay.
I'm not taking hearsay about one of the greatest Americans of all time and Ray Kroc because they're trying to make some blockbuster out of it.
Are you okay?
I get worked up about McDonald's and Ray Kroc.
Now, he did buy out.
Let him rest in peace.
He did buy out the McDonald brothers.
Yeah.
So that's why it's McDonald's. But he started as a milkshake mixer. Worked his way up.
Yeah, so he bought
kind of with Drab. Like, you're only hearing one side of the story.
He needs work on his milkshake mixer.
Yeah, but I feel like I have heard some Ray Kroc slander before.
It's called business. That's what happens. Not everybody wins.
He became a leader. He bought out the McDonald's brothers. He became a leader, and he grew an empire.
Sure.
But the handshake deal that is in the movie was for 1% royalties going forward. He did buy them out for like $3.5 million.
Right.
But I mean, they just wanted their little location in San Bernardino. And then he was like, no, we're going to franchise this puppy.
Yeah.
And then and look at it now. I mean, it all worked out well.
Man, those guys got boned.
Did Ray Kroc own the Padres?
Yes.
Then the wife owned it when he passed?
Don't know.
Potentially? I'm not sure.
Cakes probably thought Supersize Me is the greatest documentary of all time. Shocker.
Not
that
true.
Turned out to be a big fraud as well. And what did happen when that movie came out? We lost Supersize. Now we don't get it anymore. Because
what
all
was the fraud in Supersize Me?
McDonald's is evil. Down with McDonald's. Meanwhile, that Morgan Freeman, whatever
Morgan
his name.
Spurlock. Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was fudging the data.
Yeah, he was a scoundrel.
What did he do? He was eating more stuff on the side.
I don't know.
It was like a big scam.
Made it seem like it was way worse. I can't remember, but yeah, it was a whole scam.
Man, I didn't know the Drab was so sensitive about
Ray Kroc. Everything's fake. Everyone lies. Morgan Spurlock, big liar.
Yeah.
I think he was like a drug addict or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he liked the booze.
Oh, I think he had a lot of stuff going on.
Well, who doesn't? I was slamming a Stella last night at midnight in my hotel room. I mean, who doesn't like booze? Duh. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more NFL with Ben Valin. He covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. And don't forget, you're listening to win Metallica tickets this hour. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Coming up around 7:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica when the M72 tour touches down at Northwest Stadium. So keep listening for your chance to win. But right now, we head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Ben Valin. Covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. What's up, Ben? Good morning.
Junkies, how are we doing today?
We are doing well. So you can go to @BenValin on Twitter and follow Ben and his work. And you were at the Super Bowl. And, of course, you have your standard Super Bowl tweets. But this is the one that kind of jumped out at me. There's vomit on the bathroom floor, and they ran out of paper towels. Never change, Superdome.
And this was, like, early in the third quarter, or maybe even halftime when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, the Super Bowl, you expect, like, maybe a more polite crowd since everyone there is spending $10,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
Nope, it's New Orleans, it's Bourbon Street, it's Eagles, probably an Eagles fan who got after it too hard before the game. And, you know, this is a Superdome that they've sunk hundreds of millions of dollars into with renovations to upgrade it. Nope. Every time you go to New Orleans, there's going to be a pile of vomit on the floor. That's just how it goes.
I mean, I like having a beer or two or three as much as the next guy, maybe more than the next guy. But getting blackout hammered to the point where you're puking in the bathroom and you're not going to remember what happened at the Super Bowl, where you're spending $6,000 or $7,000 on a ticket, it sounds kind of counterproductive to me.
I'll tell you what the issue is in New Orleans is they have all those sugary drinks, you know, like the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
It's the sugar.
Yeah.
It's the sugar that gets you more, you know, the hangover the next day, the upset stomach. It's all because of those sugar drinks, and those are everywhere in New Orleans.
Did you enjoy the week, overall week there when you were down there?
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's almost overwhelming in New Orleans with how many good food options there are, the different all the entertainment options. It's almost like, how do you pick? But you also can't go wrong in New Orleans. I will say, not to sound like full of it and, you know, hoity-toity or whatever, but like thought like the musical acts this year at the parties were like kind of blah. Like Post Malone was everywhere, but he was doing his country stuff and it's like really low energy. And I was at like the Bud Light party and it was really hard to like get into Post Malone because he's just playing this like soft, like mellow country stuff. And then you go over to the EA Sports party and Jelly Roll was a little bit better, but the pop country stuff doesn't do it for me. I would rather see, you know, some, you know, hip hop groups, some 90s rock bands. Like Post Malone doing the country stuff doesn't do it for me.
Hey Ben, which of these two teams are you on? Team A is have the Super Bowl in five or six different locations, just a rotation of like New Orleans, Miami, throwing a few others, LA. Or do you like the fact that they spread it around and like when their new stadiums pop up, they'll award like Jacksonville a random Super Bowl or Minneapolis gets a Super Bowl and it's 10 degrees below zero? Are you Team A or Team B?
I'm Team B, although you just brought up my two least favorite Super Bowl sites.
Okay.
I didn't go to Jacksonville, but everyone says it was pretty terrible. And Minnesota was the worst Super Bowl I've attended. It was 30 below all week. They had everything at the Mall of America, so you're just like in the suburbs. I was staying at some Courtyard Marriott, like a bleak place on the side of the highway. It looked straight out of Fargo. So Minnesota was terrible. But generally speaking, I'm for spreading the game around a little bit. So some of the best Super Bowls are in cities that you wouldn't have expected. When Indianapolis hosted, it was the second Patriots-Giants Super Bowl. That was a fantastic week, and everyone came away raving with how great Indianapolis was as a host. My favorite week was probably Houston, and that's a city I generally don't enjoy visiting, you know, for like a regular season game, but Houston did an awesome job with the Super Bowl for the 28-3 Patriots win over the Falcons. You know, the way the NFL has it set up, there are preferred sites. You know, SoFi Stadium is going to get in LA is going to get the Super Bowl every 5 or 6 years. Miami, New Orleans are probably going to be heavily in the rotation. But, you know, Nashville's coming up with a brand-new dome stadium, so they're going to start getting into the Super Bowl mix. Dallas is probably going to want to get back in. Tampa wants a makeup for the COVID year. So they're going to spread it around, and it's good when it goes to cities that don't have it often because they really go all out and try to make it a memorable experience for everyone.
So I saw Sean McVay said that Sirianni is the most disrespected coach in the league.
Hmm.
Is he still going to be disrespected now that he's won a Super Bowl?
I will say that he probably will fight the, well, you know, he had a loaded roster and it wasn't really the coaching that won it. So he probably will fight that perception moving forward, but this certainly cools off his hot seat. And how about, you know, the two champions in football this year, Ryan Day at Ohio State, Nick Sirianni at Philadelphia. I mean, kind of on the verge of getting fired. Sirianni barely kept his job last offseason. He's lucky that owner Jeffrey Lurie showed some patience. So, yes, Nick Sirianni will definitely get some slack out of this. But I don't know. The minute he starts acting like a maniac on the sideline next year and if the Eagles have a 2 or 3 game losing streak, you know, I mean, ask Doug Peterson how much job security he really got after winning a Super Bowl in Philly. So it's a great moment for Nick Sirianni, and it's you know, he certainly accomplished a lot and quieted a lot of the doubters. But I still think, you know, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people questioning how much of it was coaching versus the incredible team that Howie Roseman put together.
Yeah, Roseman did a great job. We were talking about that yesterday of all the first round picks that have hit, especially in the secondary with Mitchell and DeGene. And then the free agents, they traded.
Who are they potentially losing?
They traded for. Let's see. Josh Sweat is a free agent. I think Mekhi Becton is a free agent, right, Ben? There's a couple.
Is that about it?
They don't have a lot of big names who are free agents, no.
I mean, they're set up.
So they are set up, and especially because of how well they've built the team. To me, the biggest thing about the Eagles is how much they've invested in the offensive and defensive lines, and that's why they won the game, and that should be a strength for them moving forward. But the guy I'm watching is A.J. Brown. You know, there were a lot of rumors late in the season that he was going to be traded this offseason and that the Patriots, you know, with Mike Vrabel, they should look into it. And, you know, are the Eagles going to be able to keep both their receivers? Now that they've won the Super Bowl, I think that throws a wrench in that plan. So, I mean, how do you trade A.J. Brown after winning a Super Bowl? So, that to me is one guy that I would watch. But, yeah, I mean, with Hurts locked up and you know, Saquon locked up and offensive linemen, defense, the Eagles are loaded. And also, what's most impressive to me, looking back on how Howie Roseman built this team, it's like they've been winning. They went 9-8, 14-3, you know, 11-6. And yet they still somehow end up with the 9th draft pick, the 13th draft pick, 2 first-round picks. Mm. They're winning and reloading and winning the draft as well. So it's just a fantastic job by a Howie Roseman.
You know, I don't remember talking about this and reading too much about it back right after COVID, but the fact that A.J. Brown was contemplating suicide was, I mean, that was kind of mind-blowing. I didn't realize how bad his life was when he was still playing for Tennessee. And I remember just kind of watching a reporter ask him questions back then, you know, 2-3 years ago, and she started crying when she asked him, and he, you know, there was like a pause, and then he finally answered the question. But I guess he's a new guy now. Change of scenery certainly helped. He seems like a happier guy. But I kind of felt good for A.J. Brown. I mean, I don't know much about his character, but he seems like a good dude.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not be happy for a guy who's, you know, overcoming
right.
a lot? And it's just a good reminder that no matter how successful people are, you never truly know what they're dealing with behind the scenes. And just because A.J. Brown's a phenomenal all-pro receiver doesn't mean that he doesn't have issues
right.
and things that he's dealing with. So, you know, and seeing him, like, when he was reading that book on the sideline
yeah.
a few weeks ago, I mean, that, you know, a sign of a guy who is searching for inner peace, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, how can you not feel happy for him? And it's not like he just won a Super Bowl. He was an integral part of it. I mean, some of those catches on the sideline the other day were phenomenal. So A.J. Brown is just a fantastic player, and you've got to be happy for him finally winning that championship.
Joined by Ben Vallin on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Ben, of course, covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. Let's get to the Commanders. We had this discussion yesterday. So you watch the Eagles, and you're kind of blown away by what their defense did and their offensive line, which you talked about, and you just wonder, what does Washington need to do to get to that level? Now, they played him in the NFC Championship game, so theoretically not that far away. What do you think Washington needs to do?
This has to be an all-in year for Washington. Load up. You've got a cheap quarterback on Jaden Daniels. You've got all this momentum. You've got a great program going. Now is not the time to let up on the gas. They've got to go all in. They better be offering everything for Myles Garrett, you know. And to me, like, the answer is just what the Eagles did. Commanders got to build up the trenches. More pass rush, more protection for Jaden Daniels. Worry about the other stuff later. If you get the trenches figured out, it goes such a far way to, you know, helping out your football team and become a consistent winner. If you can protect Jaden Daniels a little bit better this year, those receivers are going to be wide open. There's going to be all kinds of space for, you know, Brian Robinson to run around. If you can get that pass rush, that makes the secondary much better. So the Commanders, they got to load up on the trenches, and this has to be an all-in year for them. They've got to be really aggressive, ride this momentum, and get the fan base fired up again and go for it. Because you've got a quarterback now, and like I said, you've got him on a cheap contract. So this is a golden opportunity. You know, Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl in his second year. Why can't Jaden Daniels do it? So this has to be a really aggressive offseason for Washington, and it's going to be fun to watch because I do think that there are going to be a lot of fireworks down there.
Ben, what teams are going to be in on Deebo Samuel? Perhaps your Patriots to help out Drake Bay in his second season. Who comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the Patriots make a lot of sense. I mean, the Commanders make a lot of sense. They need another weapon for Terry McLaurin, and I think to go alongside him, and I think Cliff Kingsbury would have a fantastic opportunity with Deebo Samuel, finding different ways to use him. The Patriots, I definitely think, I mean, they need receivers, you know, multiple receivers to help Drake May out. The only problem is I just don't know how many players want to come to New England. I think the arrow is pointing up with Drake May and Mike Vrabel, but it's still not, you know, they're still a rebuilding team a couple years away, and no one really wants to come play in New England, you know, with the weather here. So the Patriots are going to have a problem with that this offseason. They're going to have to fight that perception. Last year, they couldn't give their money away. Free agents were turning them down left and right.
Wow.
You know, now that the arrow's pointing up, I think they have a better shot at loading up this offseason. You know, off the top of my head, if I had known the question beforehand, I probably would have given a list of 2 or 3 teams for you. Nothing's coming to mind right now, but, you know, Deebo Samuel is going to be, it seems like the 49ers are willing to give him away for a discount. So if he can stay healthy, he'll be a nice piece for a team. But obviously there's a reason that the 49ers are trying to trade him.
So I was just kind of thinking about the teams that are kind of quarterback starved. And this is not a great draft for quarterbacks, certainly not like it was this past year. But I just wrote down a few names. Jets, Steelers, Browns. I put the Colts in there with a question mark just because Richardson is he's either hurt or can't throw the ball. Titans, Raiders, Giants. So it's that seven teams, in my opinion, that need quarterbacks. Now, I know that guys like Cousins and maybe you know Sam Darnold, maybe a Carr, some of these established, Russell Wilson, some of these veterans will kind of shift and take some spots. But it seems like there's a lot of quarterbacks or a lot of teams that are quarterback starved and desperate, and there's just nothing out there. So the teams that have good quarterbacks already, I just think that that's just going to progress, and they're going to be the same teams that are really good next year.
Yeah, and that's how the NFL is. I mean, we talk about parity, but you can kind of guess before the season which teams are going to be really good. There's all you know. There's usually a surprise team in there, but yeah, it's a quarterback league. I had an interesting conversation with someone on the Chiefs front office at the Super Bowl. He was saying not only is this quarterback class not great, you know, he puts Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders in the you know the range of like they would have been competing with like Bo Nix and Michael Penix to be maybe the fifth or sixth quarterback taken last year. Now all of a sudden you're looking at do we want you know to use the number one pick on these guys? So not only is this a light year in the draft, but next year is shaping up to be a light year. And right. So last year was a phenomenal year in the draft. And it actually, hearing that, it adds further context and helps explain why the Falcons maybe were so aggressive in getting Michael Penix while also giving Kirk Cousins $100 million. I think they looked down the road and said, there's not going to be an answer in the draft for a couple years. So we're going to have to go get Michael Penix. And even if we squat on him for a year or two, you know, we'll have our quarterback. So, hearing that there's really not many quarterbacks coming up in the draft, I think makes it look like a smarter decision for the Falcons. And the guy who I think is surprisingly going to get some interest this year is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Because it's not a great year in the draft, and he's going to be this year's Russell Wilson. The Falcons will release Cousins. They'll owe him $27 million. And then so Cousins will just sign with the Browns or someone for $1 million, and they'll get a very cheap quarterback. And to me, if you're the Browns, that might be the way you go because, you know, with the number two pick, you really feel great about Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. So a guy like Cousins, I think, is going to benefit. And maybe even like Aaron Rodgers, who looked completely done, you know, towards the end of the season. The fact that there's so few rookies coming up, maybe a guy like, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson still finds a job for 2025.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks as always, man. Good catching up with you. We'll have you on again soon.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Ben Vallin covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. You can call us right now on the MGM National Harbor listener line, 800-636-1067, because when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. It's your pal Cakes here looking to upgrade your office game. Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or you just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention me, Cakes, and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVI.com because business grows with PVI. Pretty straightforward way to give away these Metallica tickets. We've got a bunch of people lined up. We're just going to go to the person who's been on hold the longest and start with them. We're going to play a clip from, I'd say it's a relative Metallica deep cut. If you identify it, you win the tickets. It's that easy. We don't want to make things too complicated. All right, so who's online first on the MGM National Harbor listener line? See if they can ID this Metallica ditty.
All right, so we're going to go to the caller first. We're going to play the song first.
Well, you can play the clip, and then you can go to the person who's been on hold the longest, see if they know it. Now, of course, you're going to go to the first person who says, I didn't hear it.
Andy, Stafford, you're up. First crack.
I got no guess.
No guess. All right, let's go to Steve in Warrington. Steve?
I don't guess either. Sorry.
All right.
Cakes,
all right.
Did you know it immediately when you heard that?
Well, I mean, I gave him the song.
Oh, okay.
Would
you have?
It would take me probably a minute to process it, but I would have figured it out.
James.
I got nothing. Ride the Lightning. That's my guess.
At least he made a guess.
James, named after James Hetfield. One of the founding members of Metallica.
Brent.
Hey, guys. Could you play it one more time? I'm sorry.
He's the game master, because
it gives people to give their Shazam out.
That's a good point.
All right, Keith.
Want people to earn it.
Good morning. Is that one?
It is not one.
I mean, that's not exactly a deep cut. Even I know that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's one of their signature tunes. We're not going to play that.
Let's go to Sean. Sean?
Yes.
Care to guess?
Could you play the track one more time for me? I'm sorry.
We cannot do that. You know what, Valdez? I like that we put people kind of in the blender right now.
I just don't know if we'll ever get a winner.
I think we will.
Let's go to Joe.
Someone will know it.
I just got on the phone, didn't hear it. I'm going to say Phantom Lord.
All right, let me see how to guess. Right,
put in a guess.
Let's go to Max. Max.
Yes.
Name that Metallica song and you win.
I didn't even hear it, so.
All right, let's go to Brian. I don't think anybody's going to win. Brian.
Wherever I may roam.
Incorrect.
We might have a meeting after the show and brainstorm a different way to do it.
Okay. That's
go
possible.
To Todd. Todd, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Battery?
It's not Battery.
They're just naming random songs.
Metallica
or you could just play it again and hook people.
I mean,
Chris,
they have to resort to that.
Hey, it's Hero.
No.
Oh, that means he's close, but maybe didn't name the title name. I'm just looking at Cakes' face.
That's
my read on is he's in the ballpark.
Oh, he sings Hero a lot in there, but it's not the title.
I mean, it's not the title of the song.
All right, let's go to Bo.
It's Hero of the Day.
That is correct.
There you go.
We did get a winner.
We made him earn it.
You've won two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
EB, do you feel that the odds makers are disrespecting the Commanders with the way too early Super Bowl odds?
I saw on ESPN, on their little app or whatever, we weren't even in the top 6 or 7.
So here it is, Kansas City plus 600.
Jeez.
Ravens plus 700. Eagles plus 750. One might say they're being disrespected.
They just won the Super Bowl.
After they just trounced them.
Bills plus 800.
All right.
Lions plus 900.
All right.
So all the best records.
49ers next.
Okay.
Plus 1400.
Wow, they got a bunch of question marks.
Yeah.
Packers plus 1800.
Yeah.
Bengals plus 1900.
Right.
And then you finally get to the Commanders at plus 2300.
Seems kind of disrespectful.
But you know what? I think it's actually an educated take. Again, I think that this year was a little premature. We were rolling the bones and we were coming up hot. And I'm not sure.
They had a lot of breaks.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to have that same kind of good fortune, even though we're trending in the right direction for sure.
And you've talked about the schedule for next year.
Schedule's going to be brutal.
Teams will look different next year. You can't really predict that, but just based on records.
As much as you can predict it, it's going to be harder.
Based on records from this year, it looks like it's a tougher schedule, yes.
Yeah.
So by my count, they were ninth.
Who would you put them ahead of there? Maybe the Bengals?
I mean, Bengals didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
But they'll probably get a soft schedule, so they're going to get in the opposite.
Yeah.
Where they'll get an easier schedule, although their division is hard.
Look, I think the 49ers have a lot of question marks just based on the injuries they had, and maybe, you know, they lose guys like Debo. Who knows what they're going to do about Purdy's contract. So maybe I put them slightly above them, but you're not going to put them above any of those top five.
Which team do you think has the worst odds at plus 40,000?
Giants.
Jags.
It is the New York Giants.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they just don't know who their quarterback
Cake's
is.
Cake's beloved Raiders, second worst at plus 23,000.
Yeah, it's not looking great out in the desert.
Then Titans, Patriots, Carolina.
I need to order a drab t-shirt like a jersey or silver and black beanie or something.
Chip Kelly and Carroll.
That's his second favorite NFL team now.
The answer is I don't feel disrespected. I think that we're heading in the right direction, but next year is going to be a challenge.
I mean, think about it. Before they drafted JD, they were in the bottom three
coming in, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely the bottom.
We're taking a huge lead as a program. Yeah. Let's see what they do in the offseason.
That's how they flipped it.
I would support if Adam Peters, as getting back to our earlier conversation, if Adam Peters says, I'm a Debo guy, I support it. 100%.
Yeah, because he knows way more than us, and he's
better building teams. Is what I don't know who put those odds out, but this is what
FanDuel.
I understand. FanDuel. The team that actually won the Super Bowl, and especially the way they won it, they should be clearly the favorite.
I'm surprised.
And it's not like they're losing everybody. No, they're losing nobody.
They must still think, although they have them ahead of Detroit, but they must still think it's somewhat of a gauntlet to get past Detroit in the NFC. But I would think, you know, the AFC... With the Chiefs, the Ravens, and Bills.
Right.
They're disrespecting their defense.
Look at all the holes the Chiefs had this year.
I guess, you know, you didn't mention, I guess they mentioned too that you mentioned Josh Sweat being a free agent, but Zach Bond is too.
Oh.
And that's somebody who's probably never made big money, kind of just burst on the scene all of a sudden. Potential defense of the year. And they mentioned Milton Williams also on defense. So I guess they're expecting some defections from the team.
Coming up later on the show, Adam Kaplan will join us. He hosts the Birds podcast, Sirius XM NFL radio host, and we'll be joined by Kevin Willard, the Terps head basketball coach. He's coming up on the show at 9 a.m.
Nice.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.